Hello, this is Father Thaddeus Langton with the 90 Days for the Souls in Purgatory. Today is day 46. Today we intercede for the souls of those who were subjects and employees and vexed their superiors and employers during this life. We know from the fourth commandment that we are to honor our father and mother. And the Catechism of the Catholic Church expands and explains this commandment in such a way as to understand what is due in terms of our respect for authority. And so the commandment applies not only to mothers and fathers when we are children, but also to civil authority and to all who are in authority over us. Now, we can also reduce the commandment to simply the necessity to obey those who are above us in authority, but those for whom we are praying today remind us that it's not only a matter of obedience, but a matter of joyful obedience. Today we intercede for subjects and employees who vexed their superiors and employers. In other words, who caused them frustration and difficulty. Those who have had authority, if they're honest, likely will admit that it's not that easy, nor always enjoyable. I know I've spoken with superiors in my own order and have made comments at times about how they're very thankless parts of their jobs, because inevitably one person or another complains or is not content with a certain decision. And so we intercede for those who might perhaps have submitted, might have obeyed, but who in the process made known their frustration to the superiors and employers, who showed them their annoyance and displeasure and so vexed them. In this way, they lacked full charity. It doesn't mean that subjects and employees have to simply agree with everything their superiors and employers say or do or decide, but it does mean that through charity we are to joyfully carry the crosses that are placed upon us, knowing that even if superiors or employers don't make the best of decisions, through our charity we can make the best of those decisions on our parts. And so now these souls endure the final purification of purgatory, so that their hearts and souls be fully aligned with charity, with love, so that they can enter into heaven to be under the most supreme authority, where there is no displeasure in heaven or frustration over God's will or God's decisions, but only joy and jubilation. If you like this podcast and haven't done so already, I encourage you to please consider following or subscribing to it. You can also leave a review or share this podcast with a friend. All of this helps the podcast reach more people and thus help more souls in purgatory. I encourage you today to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet for these souls of subjects and employees who vex their superiors and employers. Let us conclude. Immaculate Mary, Star of the Sea, pray for us and for the souls in purgatory. Saint Stanislaus Papchinski, pray for us and for the souls in purgatory. God bless.